Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Einoitin Yerokos Besoich Sadon Shel Shikma. One should not plant vegetables inside or into the stump of a shikma. Shikma, some have as a sycamore tree, some have as a, the Rav and the Rambam explained, it's a fig tree that grows in a forest. Whatever it is, when one would have a tree stump and they'd cut off the tree, so they used to plant a vegetable into the actual stump of the tree, and this is very common, and there should be a picture below. Ein markivin pegam al gabi kida levana mipnei shehu yorok bi'ilon. So ein markivin pegam means one should not graft. Pegam is rue. It's a type of grass that has a nice scent, and the picture should be below. And kida levana is a type of tree. It's a cassia tree. It's a very, the Rav says, a very nice smelling tree. So again, this is aser because it's yorok bi'ilon. Mishnah continues, Ein noitin yichur shel ta'ena l'soich ha-chatzuv, shehem mekeiro. One should not plant. A yichur is like a little fig branch. Yichur shel ta'ena. One should not plant that inside of a chatzuv. A chatzuv is a certain type of vegetable that the Sefer Klei Zerim says that it's a squill. I should have a picture below. It's a little bit like an onion. The Rav says here that what this vegetable would do is that they would plant it. The roots, it's not really roots, it just grows down directly deep into the ground, but the roots do not spread out like other vegetables. And because of that, the Yoshua, when he set boundaries for Eretz Yisrael, this is the plant that he used. And the Rambam actually says that's why it's called chotzev, which means to carve, because this is the plant that's Mechalakis Ha'aretz, the Taisi Santav explains, it divides it consistently and properly. So that's why it's called chotzev. The Rav says that the reason that this was done, anyway, and back to the Mishnah, this was done where they would take the twig and put it into this chotzev, was because this chotzev was a very hot plant and it needed the fig branch to cool it off. Some say that the reason what the fig branch did was that probably as it grew, it would provide it some shade from the sun. Either way, it's aser because of kilayim. Mishnah continues, Ein toichvin zmer shel gefen l'soich avatiach. One should not take a branch of a grapevine and put it into a watermelon plant, right? We know there's no such thing as a watermelon tree. We know the song. That the watermelon should shoot out and spit out its water from the actual watermelon fruit into the grapevine. Because Elon, the tree, is the grape tree, and the yarek, the vegetable, is the watermelon. And the water, and even though he's not having in mind over here to produce some kind of extra fruit that's come about through this, and he does not care about kilayim, he's only using it to get the liquid out, still it's also because of kilayim. Ein noisn zerlo delas l'soicha chalomis shetei mishamarto mibnei shu yorek biyorek. One is not allowed to put a gourd seed inside of a mallow. There should be a picture below. Mibnei shu yorek biyorek, because this is kilayim of vegetable to vegetable. See, here too, the Taisi Santav explains what his goal was. The chalomis would serve the function of making the seed moist and guarding it until it's able to form roots into the ground. So that was the only reason that he put the gourd seed into the chalomis, not to create kilayim, but rather he did it, the protection and the help that the seed would eventually sprout. But nevertheless, it's usher because of kilayim.